Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, well, isn't it you? You're the listener, right? Sorry, it's been basically forever. How the hell are ya? You know, I've gotta say, I always thought the listener was a pretty stiff handle. Ominous, almost. We've got to figure something out for you. What do you call a genderless force of staticky nature only perceivable as long as you clock in on some level of the zombie barometer? Well, as long as I don't call you Zoe, lest I never be allowed to forget it. Give me some time, I'll come up with something. Me? Well, thanks for asking, even if you didn't. Yeah, I'm good. Surprisingly good, despite how truly weird life has become. Not gonna lie, things were kind of rocky for a while there. Figuring out exactly why shouldn't be too much of a leap. Leap. No, wait! Ah, shit, phrasing! Ooh, I mean, this probably looks pretty bad, doesn't it? Don't worry, I'm not out here to jump or anything. A girl needs her space is all. And I like to come out here to get it. Get some space. Dangle my legs off the bridge, read a comic, and take in some rays. The zombies don't like to come out this far from the settlement gates, which is fine by me, because it turns out I kind of got used to being by myself during my scouting days. Between you and me, I kind of miss it. Getting out on the road, looking for adventure in all the wrong places. Feels like an actual lifetime ago at this point. I suppose it was. Ah, but those times, they were back in the old days, before my zombie girlfriend tore through the place, ate everyone I grew up with. Yep, that's right. Just about everyone I knew walks without rhythm now. It's kind of hard to tell if you're getting what I'm putting down, but they're zombies. All of them. And if you think walking is the only thing they don't have rhythm for, I'm gonna warn you not to show up on karaoke night. Oh, pretty fucked up, right? How many years do you think it takes to fully process an event like that? To be okay with it? Cut me some slack if you think joking about it comes in bad taste. I mean, what else can I do? We're making some lemonade out of lemons here. Okay. I don't think I need a shrink to tell me I'm still dealing with it. At least a little. She knows it too. Might even feel a little guilty about my own part in this mass zombification of this place. My only, and I mean only, consolation is that they're not actually gone. Because as it turns out, zombie doesn't equal dead. Just different. We're still learning just how different every day. Needless to say, it's not all bad mojo around here. Come on, let me show you. We've got to catch you up the old-fashioned way. Get you learnt. And we've made about, what, probably 50 years of progress since the last time you were around? Yeah, that's about right. Damn, imagine that. You've got to be coming up on the big 5-0. The 50-year anniversary of the day this place got a critical case of the shuffles, and your girl got her mutant card. Oh, don't act shocked. Time passes. We get up to stuff. Sometimes we build new societies. Civilized zombie hordes. No biggie for the two most capable ladies in the wasteland, right? Don't believe me? Onwards, oh great static cloud in the sky. I'll show you what I mean. Welcome to Zombieville, USA, the self-proclaimed capital of the wasteland. Brought low by the angry hands of a single heartbroken zombie. Look now as the settlement of Golden Gate stands before you, reborn in her very image. Please do keep up and avoid flash photography, because this town's got bite. Imagine having to talk like that all the time. Do you know it was actually the law here? Part of Golden Gate's great vision to roll back the clock to a specific ideal image of America that never was. As far as I figure it, anyway. Not the biggest fan of how we got ourselves to this point, but tell me that this place isn't a little better off under the care of Mayor Hannah. Or at least that's what I call her. She pretty much runs the place.
I'm just her assistant.
Oh, shit. Wait. Without contacts, that sounds really fucky, doesn't it? Like, I'm not saying it's a good thing everyone's undead or something. Let's be ultra clear. Everyone being a zombie is pretty bad. Super bad, even. But, as it turns out, with a little rehabilitation and a boatload of patience, anyone can live a good, full life, even if it's an unlife. Oh, you want proof? Look no further than right over here. That's right. Go on and meet old Maggie before you get all judgy. Old Maggie used to make the most amazing meat pies back in the day. Mostly pigeon. Maybe chicken if you were lucky. Or rat if you weren't. But honestly, if you didn't think about what was in them, these things were incredible. This old lady really knew what she was doing. And look, she's still making them. Mostly. I mean, we don't actually let them bake or anything, but she's still putting what could loosely be described as pies together. Just don't get too close, or ask what's in said gross raw pies. Your experience is guaranteed not to match up with mine, but that's not the point.
Oh, now do stay. I made pie.
All right, moving on. Ugh. So all this is kind of creepy, right? A whole town of zombies pretending to do what they did when they were alive. Sure, maybe it is. But it's progress. They've come such a long way since they were turned. And maybe after another 50 years, this place will be full of Hannahs. And 50 years after that, maybe old Maggie is able to bake a real pie. Who knows? That right there is what keeps me going. I mean, think about it. What if becoming a zombie isn't the end? What if it really is just a reset to us as a species? Or the next step? Isn't it worth finding out? If we're really lucky, maybe there's a little bit of salvation left over at the end of the rainbow for us, too.
Goddamn zombie lover!
Ugh, don't mind him, listener. That's Charles. I think you've already met him, actually. He used to run this settlement when it was still Golden Gate. Yeah, well, he's... Let's just say he's having trouble adjusting to the whole zombie life thing. Still. Hey, could you calm down, fucker? You're giving some big old man shakes fist at the clouds energy, Chucky boy. Oh, for shit's sake, here we go again. So, this happens sometimes. I like to leave this chair over here in case this one gets a little too rowdy. He hasn't figured out how to bypass these four treacherous legs of doom yet, thankfully. Hey, Charles! Charles! No, no! I swear I'll pin you to the ground again. I'll read a book while sitting on this chair, and you'll be squirming away under it, looking ridiculous, I might add. You know it, and I know it. Everybody knows it. And they'll be laughing, Charles. Laughing in zombie. And then what? You see? They get it. Not gonna lie, though. That shit right there, it gets pretty damn old pretty damn fast. Fortunately, it doesn't really happen as often as you think it might. This one's just a show-off. Yeah, you heard me. You're a show-off. Let's get out of here, listener.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Turns out zombies are actually a pretty happy bunch after all. That makes things way easier for me. It means my days are mostly a lot more peaceful, filled with fixing stuff and coming up with ways to better accommodate the people of Zombieville. Like coming up with activities like movie night. Like we used to do here before things got complicated. Or simple, maybe. I don't know. It's confusing. Stick with me, and you'll get all the dish on life as this city's lead and only custodian. But you'll have to wait, because we're here. And you probably want to see her, right? Betting you two have a lot to catch up on. But just to prep you, there have been changes. Mostly for the best, but still, you know. I'm starting to realize I'm not all that great at filling people in on weird trauma from 50 years ago. Gonna need some of that slack I asked you for, okay? So, why don't we bring out the projector for a little show, not tell? Run it all the way back to the start, Hannah style. Alright, folks in the booth, punch it!
Yeah, I'm stranded. I'm here, Callie. For as long as it takes. What's that sound? Is that singing? Who?
Callie! Oh my god. Oh my god, you're... Wait, are you awake?
Holy shit. I feel like I've been asleep forever. Where am I?
Zombie girl. Is that you? How can that be you?
So, listener, welcome to our unfortunately timed flashback into the awkward mess that is my current on life. Oh, nice of you to show up right at this exact moment to review and no doubt judge my pretty desperate bedside manner. It's no coincidence that Callie brought you here, I'm sure. Smack dab in the middle of a proverbial crossroads, and I'm gonna go ahead and say for the record that past me was not nearly prepared enough to navigate this situation whatsoever. Consider me just a silly little deer standing on her wobbly legs, staring directly into the headlights of the universe's most sick joke yet. And let's be crystal clear, that's not sick in a...
Oh, that's so sick, bro.
Kind of way, but actually in a... Oh, God, pass me your baseball hat. I eat way too much cotton candy and I need to... Well, you get it. Kind of way. But in my defense, at this point, it's been weeks of me singing my stupid, embarrassing song over her feverish, comatose body. Waiting, hoping desperately, just wondering if she was ever even going to wake up, and then suddenly there she was! Eyes open, all glassy and milky, just like mine are, and she's talking. She's actually talking to me. And I'm pretty sure she might have even actually heard my singing somehow. How do you see that one coming? So before you go and criticize me for what's to come, just keep in mind that I've never actually met a mutant before today. As of this very moment, I had no idea anything like that was even possible, which might be confusing for you, I know, thanks to the fourth wall breaking narratives in our story regarding Mel, but honestly, there's a big difference between what I know and what I actually know. Like, seriously, have you never heard of an unreliable narrator? Hello? Staring at one? I'm sorry for snapping at you, Well, this is already a lot. And unwinding a narrative paradox isn't super easy, so we should probably, I don't know, just let it ride, I guess. Besides, we can't stay in this in-between moment forever, no matter how nervous I am about it. Let's just say I had a few choices on exactly which Hannah and Callie got to meet first. I could have answered in a cool, nonchalant way, or, you know, aloof, played hard to get. Or alternatively, I could have responded to this miracle in a very me kind of way. Guess which one I was about to choose. Actually, wait, please don't guess. Oh God, here it comes. Oh my God, this is happening. Ah! Are you kidding me? You can hear me, right? Please tell me this isn't a joke. Oh, you can, holy cannolis, you can actually hear me.
Kind of. It's, oh, this is so weird. I can hear you, but not in words as much as the idea of words, the idea of lots of words. How is this possible? No, it's a dream. I'm still dreaming, right? That's the only explanation.
No, you're not dreaming. Correction, we're not dreaming. Neither of us. This is really real. Or it better be real. Please let this be real. You can actually hear me, finally. Oh, and this is definitely not the best way of handling things, Hannah. The situation's not really ideal, is it? Oh, wow, hey, look at me. Foot and mouth the clock, isn't it? All right, Hannah, get it together.
What? No, I don't understand. What is happening right now?
Oh, I don't know. I'm rambling and awkward, and I'd love to say that that's just because I'm nervous, but honestly, it's really just kind of who I am. And so, sorry, again, that this actual verbal disaster is the first thing I ever get to say to you. It's just, I'm really excited. It's been like 150 years of nobody knowing I'm actually still in here until you went and kind of figured that out all on your own. Like with the comics and my over-the-shoulder reading thing. You remember that, right? Please say you remember that. And now this.
Yeah, I remember. I think. It's coming back to me. Everything. The crash. Richter. The robot. You saved me. The trip across the USA. We made it to Golden Gate. We should have been out of range. Bogard started shooting at you and I jumped in the way, didn't I? Oh, I couldn't let you... Ah, shit. This is coming at me really fast. Do you know what happened? How did I get in this bed?
Of course! That's a really weird story, and not a super great one. If I'm being honest, I was really kind of hoping you might not ask about that one for a little bit.
Hannah, what happened?
It was really dramatic for everyone. Okay, don't look at me like that. The whole thing was just a lot to handle, you know? I kind of mentally checked out for a little bit there, and when I got back, Zombie Me might have got a bit, carried away. Basically, everyone is a zombie now.
You fucking killed everyone?
No, I didn't. I was somewhere else. I couldn't. Zombie Me saw all the blood, saw you laying there, and I just couldn't. I honestly don't know what would have happened if the listener hadn't taken me away with them. It was too much, Callie.
And that's how I became a mutant. Okay. All right. Well, that actually explains a lot. Including how I feel strangely okay with being able to talk to you right now. This is gonna be a lot to work out. And it's not your fault. I shouldn't have ever brought you here. I'm so fucking stupid. How else was this ever gonna go? You can't expect things to change overnight.
Yeah, that would be wild, right? Oh, boy.
Oh, boy? What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it's just kind of that we did, didn't we? Change things overnight, I mean. Just look at me. Being a zombie isn't the end. What I'm trying to say is they're not gone, Callie. The Golden Gators, physically or proverbially.
I don't get it.
I sort of convinced them to stay up here.
As zombies?
Yeah, so turns out I can do that. And I thought as long as I could keep them up here, we could stop this whole Hannapocalypse from getting out of hand. That's what I've been calling this new apocalypse that I accidentally started. It's kind of a working title anyway. As it turns out, zombies are a little more complicated than I thought we were. Also, for the record, you were taking this a lot better than I expected you would.
Oh, don't worry. I'm screaming on the inside. I think you said something about a listener? The one that took you away somewhere. It's completely against my better judgment to ask this, but you know what? Fuck it, let's dive right in! Who's the listener?
Oh, wow, we finally get to do this! Okay, well, just prepare yourself to be astounded because... drumroll, please... ta-da! May I present to you the listener? Pretty much the only thing keeping me sane before I met you.
What are you supposed to be pointing at something? Okay, what the hell is that?
That's the listener. They've basically been here the whole time, listening. It's honestly way less creepy than it seems.
The whole time? Like even in Nebraska, in Blind Pete's barn?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, hey, to be fair, you weren't the one that had to get all naked.
In my defense, that dress was so gross, Hannah. And you were covered in dead guy. Smelly, disgusting, dead guy.
Yeah.
Why? How does this feel so natural? It's like I've known you all my life. My heart's beating fast and nervous, racing and excited, like I'm crushing hard on you. And I know I should be freaking out, right? Like really freaking out. I shouldn't be laughing about your dress or remembering how all over the place I felt in that barn in Nebraska. How warm your skin was when I thought you'd be dead and cold. I should be losing it right now, right? Or fuck, maybe I am. Maybe this is what crazy feels like. It's... oh. That everyone I ever knew, everyone I grew up with, is apparently outside that door. And they're zombies now. And I'm fine with that? I'm so confused I want to scream, but also smile with relief at the same time? I'm hot and cold, Hannah.
I think it's me, Kelly. Somehow, I think it's because I don't want you to hate me. I think I'm influencing you like the zombies, and I don't know how to stop, but I'm gonna figure this out for both of us. If you let me. If you want to stay, that is.
Welcome back, listener. I'd say it's been a while, but with us drip-feeding the Season 2 prelude to you over the past few months, as well as sharing some of our favorite shows, well, I guess that would be a lie, wouldn't it? That all said, there's nothing quite like the feeling of being back in season and letting you catch up with Hannah and Callie again, setting new stakes well into the aftermath of the Golden Gate incident. Trust me when I say the off-season has been well spent, and this new season is primed to be a worthy sequel to the first, continuing and expanding everything you know about our wild wasteland. Before we get into our credits, we'd like to give a big thanks to Velvet Moon and Arkle Bargle Studios. Velvet Moon was with us during some of the most important moments in Season 1, like the barn in Braska, and Hannah's cover song of their tune, My Dear, in the finale, carried forth, of course, into this episode. They're going to be with us again throughout the season in various ways, including the music you're hearing right now. Check out our show notes for a link to listen to them over on Spotify, as well as their socials, in case you'd like to follow them as well. Hannapocalypse is written and produced by Red Fathom Entertainment and is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. This episode was brought to you by the talents of our wonderful cast and crew, all of which can be found in the show notes as well as on our official webpage by typing redfathom.com/hannapocalypse into your browser. We'd love it if you'd stop by and fix us up with a follow on socials. You can find us in the wasteland that is Twitter at Hannapoctical, Instagram as Red Fathom, as well as the new frontier, that is Blue Sky, as at redfathom.bsky.social. If you like what you hear so far and would like to support the show, as well as future productions like it, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/redfathom. Patreon is, of course, a service that allows you to pitch us a couple bucks on a monthly basis in exchange for some extra material and content. This includes ad-free early releases, behind-the-scenes info on all Red Fathom projects, and even a semi-monthly lore show where we deep dive into some really cool world-building stuff. Every dollar goes to paying our talent and improving the show, helping us, of course, bring stories like this one out of post-apocalyptia and straight into your earholes. Enough of that, though. Until next time, listener.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved. I Sherlock bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
luck.